When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, in this lesson, we're continuing to look at être verbs in the perfect tense. That's verbs which use être as their auxiliary verb rather than avoir. So you'll learn all the verbs which take être in the perfect tense, including verbs such as aller, we've already met, to go, venir, to come, monter, to go up, descendre, to come down, arriver, to arrive, partir, to leave, and so on. By the end of this lesson, you'll be able to conjugate all of these verbs in the perfect tense. I hope that you enjoy this lesson. Now, just a reminder, the perfect tense is, of course, formed by taking the auxiliary verb. Anna, there are two possibilities there. What are they?
Avoir and être.
Avoir and être. That reminds me. There is actually a French film called Être et avoir, and it tells the story, or it's a documentary really, about a one-room school set in rural France. And all the pupils in this school, I think they're between maybe 5 and 11 or 12, and they are educated by one teacher. It's a fantastic film, really, really interesting to watch, and it's called Être et avoir. You can have a look for it on imdb.com or something like that. Anna, est-ce que tu as vu ce film?
Non, Marc, je n'ai pas vu ce film.
Très bien, so Anna's not seen this film, and I'm using the perfect tense. Have you seen this film? We know that the perfect tense translates have you done something or did you do something, depending on the context. Now, last week we looked at être verbs. We looked specifically at aller and venir. Anna, how would you say, I went to the swimming pool yesterday?
Je suis allée à la piscine hier.
Je suis allée à la piscine hier. Très bien. How would you spell aller?
I would spell aller, A-L-L-E-A-K-I.
That's right. And if I were to say, je suis allé à la piscine, how would I spell aller?
You would spell it A-L-L-E-A-K-I. Just kidding. E-A-K-I-T.
Yeah, it's just E-A-K-I-T. So A-L-L-E-A-K-I-T because I'm male. So that's aller in the perfect tense. Now, we also looked at venir, to come, in the perfect tense. So, Anna, how would you say the girls came to the concert?
Les filles sont allées au concert.
Now, that would be the girls went to the concert, using the verb to go, aller, but we're talking here about to come. Venir. So the girls came to the concert?
Of course. Les filles sont venues au concert.
And how would you be spelling venu?
V-E-N-U-E-S.
Très bien. So the agreement there is E-S at the end of venu. It still sounds the same, but the agreement is V-E-N-U-E-S because it's les filles, they're plural, and they're girls. Now, today we're going to add to aller and venir with a number of other être verbs, a number of other verbs which take être in the perfect tense as the auxiliary verb. And there are a number of ways to remember these different verbs. The way I'm going to introduce them initially is the way my own French teacher introduced them to me many, many years ago. And that's in five pairs, so five groups of two verbs,
then one group of four verbs, and then one last one that comes at the end. Now, this will make more sense when we start to say the pairs. So, to begin with, we've got aller, venir.
Aller, venir.
So, that's to go and to come. Then we have entrer, sortir.
Entrer, sortir.
Now, entrer means?
To enter.
Yep, or to go into something, yeah. Entrer and sortir, the opposite.
To go out.
Yeah. So, aller, venir, entrer, sortir, arriver, partir. So, we've got another two opposites there. Arriver means?
To arrive.
And partir?
To leave.
Okay, so let's say these first six verbs together. Aller, venir.
Aller, venir.
Entrer, sortir.
Entrer, sortir.
Arriver, partir.
Arriver, partir.
And then we'll change the rhythm here because we're no longer ending in a ir. We're going to say monter, descendre.
Monter, descendre.
Now, so far, all of these verbs have got some kind of motion involved in them. Arriving, leaving, going, coming, going into something, coming out of something. And with monter and descendre, we're going up and we're going down. So monter, to mount, to go up, to climb. Descendre, to come down, to descend. Okay? So monter.
Monter.
Descendre.
Descendre.
So far, aller venir, entrer sortir, arriver partir, monter descendre.
Aller venir, entrer sortir, arriver partir, monter descendre.
Très bien. So far, all these verbs are linked in some way to motion. We mentioned last time that these are sometimes called the verbs of motion, the être verbs. Now, not all of them are intrinsically linked with motion, as we'll see in the next couple of verbs. But for the time being, think of these ones so far as being verbs of motion. Aller, venir, entrer, sortir, arriver, partir, monter, descendre. Now, the next verb, I suppose there's a certain element of motion involved here because it's the verb to be born, naître.
Naître.
It's spelled N-A-I circumflex, T-R-E, naître.
Naître.
And if we're thinking about motion, I suppose, as a baby is born, there's certainly motion in some direction. Naître.
Naître.
And the opposite of to be born would be?
To die.
Yeah, nice and cheery this one. To die is mourir.
Mourir.
Now, naître, mourir is therefore our fifth group of two opposites. Naître, mourir.
Naître, mourir.
Okay, so far we've had five groups of opposites, and we're just learning the infinitives themselves at the moment. We'll look at the actual past participles and how these verbs are formed in the perfect tense in just a moment. I want, first of all, to concentrate on which are the verbs which conjugate with être. So, five groups of opposites. Aller, venir.
Aller, venir.
Entrer, sortir.
Entrer, sortir.
Arriver, partir.
Arriver, partir.
Monter, descendre.
Monter, descendre.
Naître, mourir.
Naître, mourir.
Okay, those are the five opposites. Now we come to the four R's. Okay, so the first of these R verbs is rentrer.
Rentrer.
Now, rentrer is a bit of a funny verb because it's the verb that you use to return somewhere when you're going back to where you should be. So, for example, it can mean to go home. Rentrer.
Rentrer.
But it can also be when you go back to school, for example, after the summer holidays. You call that la rentrée.
La rentrée.
So, rentrée has an idea of going back to somewhere where you're kind of expected to be. Rentrée.
Rentrée.
And in a sense, it's linked to entrée, because it means to re-enter. Rentrée.
Rentrée.
A very similar verb, again with an element of motion, is retourner.
Retourner.
Anna, what would retourner mean? Can you guess?
It sounds a bit like return.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's return. It's similar to rentrer, but it has a slightly different meaning. Retourner.
Retourner.
Now, another one that's another R verb is revenir.
Revenir.
Revenir means literally to come again, to re-come. So, revenir.
Revenir.
So, to come back. Revenir.
Revenir.
And then the fourth R verb is rester.
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 Now, that one means to stay. I always think that's a strange verb, especially when we come to talk about verbs of motion, because it's exactly the opposite, because you don't move if you stay somewhere. But nonetheless, it's one of these être verbs. Rester.
Rester.
So we've got the four R's. Rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester.
Rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester.
And as you're stacking up all these verbs, we've so far got 14 different verbs. There's one more, and that's the one that's just going to make the whole pile of verbs fall down because it can't take any more. And that's the verb to fall. It's tomber.
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 So imagine yourself taking playing cards or dominoes or something like that and stacking up all these verbs in their pairs and then putting on the four R's. And then your last one that you put on at the very top is tomber, and that's just too much for them all, so they all fall down. Tomber.
Tomber.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So let's go through all 15 of our être verbs once more. Aller venir.
Aller venir.
Entrer sortir.
Entrer sortir.
Arriver partir.
Arriver partir.
Monter descendre.
Monter descendre.
Naître mourir.
Naître mourir.
Rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester.
Rentrer, retourner, revenir, rester.
And what's the one at the end that makes everything fall down?
Tomber.
Tomber. Okay. Now, all of these verbs take être as the auxiliary verb for forming the perfect tense. Now, we worked through examples of this with aller and venir last time. So we can now work out how to say, for example, I arrived. Anna, how would you say I arrived using arriver, an être verbe, in the perfect tense?
You would say, je suis arrivé.
Je suis arrivé. Très bien. So that's I arrived. How would you say I have arrived?
Je suis arrivé.
That's it. As soon as people start thinking about I have arrived, you think, okay, to say I have, you say j'ai. But of course, I have arrived is the perfect tense, and the perfect tense of arriver uses a different auxiliary verb, in this case, être. So, je suis arrivé.
Je suis arrivé.
And how do you spell that, Anna? How would you spell it?
A-double-R-I-V-E-acute-E.
That's it. You put the extra E on because you're female, and I wouldn't bother putting that extra E on because I'm male, of course. And if it were the boys arrived?
Ils sont arrivés.
Yeah, or les garçons sont arrivés. Okay, in that case, you probably would pronounce the T of sont arrivés. Ils sont arrivés.
Ils sont arrivés.
Okay, and how would you say the girls have arrived?
Les filles sont arrivées.
Les filles sont arrivées. That's right. Even though it's have arrived, it's still the perfect tense. Therefore, you use être as the auxiliary verb. Now, some of these verbs that we've looked at today have slightly irregular past participles. Aller is straightforward. It's A-double-L-E acute. So just like normal ER verbs, you take off the ER and add the acute. Venir, as we heard last time, venir also has an irregular past participle. It's venu.
Venu.
So je suis venu.
Je suis venu.
Nous sommes venus.
Nous sommes venus.
And so on. Entrée, straightforward. It's regular. So, take off the ER and add I acute. Je suis entré.
Je suis entré.
Je suis entré dans le magasin.
Je suis entré dans le magasin.
What would that mean, Anna?
I have entered the shop.
Yeah, I have entered the shop, or I have gone into the shop, I went into the shop, and so on. So, entrée is straightforward enough. Sortir is also nice and easy because we take off the IR and add I, just like finir, a regular verb. So, I left or I went out.
Je suis sorti.
Sorti. So, take off the IR, add I. But Anna, what else would you add?
I would add an E.
Exactly. So, je suis sorti. Anna would say sorti, S-O-R-T-I-E. And I would say sorti, sounds the same, but I would spell it S-O-R-T-I. Now, arrivé, nice and regular. So how would you say he has arrived?
Il est arrivé.
Uh-huh. Arrivé, taking off the ER and adding I acute. And partir, also regular. So taking off the IR and adding
I.
So we have parti. For example, you all left. Vous êtes parti.
Vous êtes parti.
And how would you spell parti in that situation, Anna? Two possibilities.
P-A-R-T-I-E-S or P-A-R-T-I-S.
Yeah, so P-A-R-T-I-E-S if you're talking to a group of females, or P-A-R-T-I-S if you're talking to a group of males or a mixed group. Okay, monter, another nice regular verb, at least in terms of forming its past participle. Take off the ER and add
I acute.
That's right. So it's monter. Je suis monté. I went up. Je suis monté.
Je suis monté.
And descendre, based on the fact it's an RE verb, how would that normally form its past participle?
With a U at the end.
Mm-hmm. So it would become?
Descendu.
Descendu. So how would you say you went down?
Tu es descendu?
Tu es descendu. Tu es descendu. Très bien. Now, naître is where things get a little more complicated. Naître, in the perfect tense, has a strange past participle. In actual fact, the past participle of naître is né. N-E acute.
Né.
So, to say he was born, a little complicated because it's slightly different in terms of how we translate it in English. He was born is il est né.
Il est né.
Now, né is actually quite interesting because, Anna, how would you say I was born?
Je suis né.
That's right, je suis né. And how would you spell né?
N-E-A-C-U-T-E.
That's right. Now, that's actually a word we use in English from time to time, né. For example, let's say you married Orlando Bloom, okay?
Okay. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So your current second name is Jameson, but your new second name would be Anna Bloom. You would be Anna Bloom. But you would be Anna Bloom, né Jameson. Okay, so you were born Jameson, but now you're Anna Bloom. Okay, so né in English, N-E, should have an acute on there, N-E acute E. We use that, but it's actually a perfect French word, including the agreement as well. So je suis né, I would say N-E acute. You would say je suis né, N-E acute E. And that's from naître. So although it's a little bit complicated to remember, there's a good clue for us because we have that word in English too. Now, while we're talking about slightly more complicated past participles, let's look at mourir, because that has another irregular past participle. The past participle of mourir is in fact mort.
Mort.
Now, this is a really interesting one. It's spelt M-O-R-T. Now, in English, we have words like mortuary, the place where dead people are kept, in a sense. So mort, M-O-R-T, linked to other words that start with M-O-R-T, it's got something to do with death. So mourir, the past participle is mort. So I would say, well, I wouldn't actually say this, because if I said this, it would mean I would be speaking to you from beyond the grave. But if I were to say this, I would say je suis mort, I died. Or if we say il est mort, he died. Okay. Now, the difference here is that, Anna, if you were to say je suis mort, you would have to put an E on the end, and that would change the sound of this past participle. It's no longer mort, but mort.
Mort.
Okay, so when an E is added to the end of a word that ends in T, then the T is very often sounded. Je suis mort.
Je suis mort.
I died. Again, bit of a strange one. But if we're talking about she died or she has died, elle est morte.
Elle est morte.
So, il est mort.
Il est mort.
But elle est morte.
Elle est morte.
Okay, so those are the really difficult irregular past participles among all these être verbs. Let's quickly finish off. We've got rentrer, which is regular. So, je suis rentré.
Je suis rentré.
With all the appropriate agreements. Retourner, another regular one. Il est retourné.
Il est retourné.
He has returned or he returned. And the next one, revenir. This one follows the same rules as venir. So the past participle of venir was...
Venu.
So revenir would be...
Revenu.
Revenu. Okay. Now, revenu, again, has to agree with the subject in the perfect tense. So, elle est revenue.
Elle est revenue.
Would be R-E-V-E-N-U-E. Revenue.
Revenue.
And rester is nice and straightforward. It's regular. So, it would be rester with an E acute plus an E or an S or an ES, depending on who is doing the speaking or who we're talking about. Finally, we have tomber. Tomber, again, nice and regular. So, je suis tombé. Y a quitte. Anna, you would say?
Je suis tombé. Y a quitte I.
Okay, now you could say, je suis tombé amoureuse de Orlando Bloom.
Je suis tombée amoureuse de Orlando Bloom.
Now, there we're talking about to fall in love. Tomber amoureux or tomber amoureuse. Amoureux for males, amoureuse for females. That's the people who are doing the falling in love. It doesn't matter who you're falling in love with. Je suis tombée amoureux, I would say. Anna, you would say?
Je suis tombée amoureuse.
Très bien. Okay, on that romantic note, we're going to leave it there this week. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.